This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got another quick snapshot of this economy today, and hold on a minute, because here's a word. We got to look at what this recovery looks like, because lots is bad, as we pointed out 2 minutes ago. But as we said on this program yesterday, there are some parts of this economy that are looking all right. From the good people at the Bureau of Economic Analysis over at the Commerce Department, we learned personal spending was up in July 1.9% from the June number. Also up and unexpectedly were personal incomes, about 0.4% higher in July. That date, July, the timing is important because the end of July is when the extra $600 in unemployment insurance ran dry. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on that one.
According to the Commerce Department, that increase in personal incomes is a sign that more of the economy is starting to reopen. Daniel Kuhn at Columbia Business School points out that personal income has two components.
One is the salary people receive from working. The other one is the social insurance programs. And that part is actually going down.
In other words, less money in unemployment benefits. We'll see the full impact of that when this month's numbers come out. Kuhn says people who relied on that extra money to pay their bills will feel it, and business owners will too.
But the expiration of the social insurance programs in UI provides them with sort of a demarcation line. It's a good time for me to open my business back up and call people back.
Some recipients will be getting extra benefits again soon by way of funds President Trump is diverting from disaster relief. Veronique DeRuggi is with the Mercatus Center and says people in dozens of states are likely to get that extra $300 per week. A few states are already sending out bigger checks.
Effectively, what it means is for unemployed people who are counting on it, it's just basically a reduction of half of the bonus part, which is not half of the benefits. But so for them, it's going to make a difference.
For as long as that money lasts, analysts say that might be only a few weeks. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.